51. Nathan. It took nearly 15 minutes for the Parabellum to sweep back around the city from south to north, taking a wide, high path to keep it out of sight. Spot was conscious again, slightly dizzy but otherwise ready to fight, by the time they descended to the closest edge of their safe zone. Nathan warned Isaac to be more careful about the second drop-off, and while he still came down at the limits of the craft's capabilities, he didn't threaten their physical safety. Of course, the rest of the Centurions gave Spot shit for not being able to handle the pressure. Clones were supposed to be physically superior to born humans, but Isaac had managed the maneuver and she hadn't. Now that she was awake and unharmed, it was amusing. The Parabellum bounced slightly as it touched down, the back of the hold already open and waiting to dispense Beta Squad.
"Let's move, Centurions," Nathan said, leading the charge off the ship.
His alloy-clad feet echoed along the metal deck of the ship and then turned to thuds as he moved out onto the hard-packed ground. They were nearly 5 kilometers from the city, on the far side of a hill that had helped block their approach. They had 30 minutes to cover the distance and get in position to prevent Hansen from interrupting Alpha Squad's mission. The Parabellum lifted again behind them, tracking north as it ascended into the clouds. Nathan didn't watch it go, already running toward the hill south of them. The outskirts of the city were like so many places in the world, empty and abandoned. The houses were run down, the paint faded, the vegetation overgrown. There were sections rich with graffiti, some of it still legible beneath the grime. "Demons go back to hell." That was the one that caught Nathan's eye. It was painted in faded red across an old billboard large enough that he could see it from a couple of kilometers away. How many times had he thought the same thing in the months since he had come to Earth? He had been made on Proxima a long time ago, but it hadn't taken long for him to consider this planet his home. His thoughts turned to Edenrise. It had fared so much better than Sanisco because of the shield. People had more time to run, more time to escape. But it had still fallen. There were 5,000 survivors out there, sailing north. Maybe they were safe from the enemy because they were surrounded by ocean and hard to spot. Or maybe they were already dead. He had no way to know. He was going to assume they were alive until he had proof they weren't, until he was able to get back to his people, hopefully having defeated Vite. The odds were bad, but that wasn't anything he wasn't used to. He believed in the people they had assembled, and he was surprisingly grateful to General Hyrie for delivering Rico and the other Centurions. Their chance of success was slim, but at least they had a chance. And they had a pissed-off Sheriff Duke. He felt sorry for the bad guys. Beta Squad continued south, making their way to a road that cut through the outskirts of the city. Old storefronts lined both sides of the streets, silent and empty. Birds nested on their rooftops, squawking as the Centurions ran past. Nathan checked his HUD. Sensors were clear, but he remembered what Caleb had said about the Reapers. They were invisible to normal detection. Eyeballs only.
"Stay alert," he cautioned, sweeping the area.
Hayden hadn't gotten this far north in his efforts to clear the area of Trife, so there was a chance the lesser Relia could be hiding nearby unless Hansen had already cleared them out. The Centurions stayed on the road at a solid run, the enhanced strength and stamina of the clones enabling them to cover the 5 kilometers in 20 minutes. It took them to the edge of Seattle proper, near the spire that rose high above the surrounding buildings. A nearby sign identified it as the Space Needle. There was no contact with the enemy. No Trife, no Jax Cluth, no Reapers, nothing. Nathan hated the entire concept of too quiet, but he couldn't shake the sense that it was exactly that. Something had to give.
"Alpha One, this is Beta One," Nathan said, linking to the general comm. "We're in position, ready to make our approach."
"Roger, Beta One," Hayden replied. "We're set and ready. Still awaiting contact with the package."
"Alpha One, this is Parabellum," Isaac said. The dropship was somewhere over their heads, hidden in the clouds. "Last sensor output had the target incoming as estimated. T-minus 10 minutes to contact."
"Sheriff, the city is dead," Nathan said. "Either we're about to step into a massive trap or Bryant sent us to the wrong place."
"No," Hayden countered. "They're here. They're waiting. I'm sure of it. Find a strong position and be ready to move as soon as we have contact.
Roger, Alpha.
Parabellum, I want Delta Squad on its way in at T-minus 2 minutes.
Delta, you'll need to adjust to the source on the fly.
Literally, Max said.
Ha 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 ha, ha ha ha.
Roger, Alpha, Caleb said. We're ready to go at the mark.
Nathan swept his eyes across the landscape and then matched it with the tactical grid on his HUD, which offered an isometric view of the city as captured by the Parabellum.
Centurions, let's move ahead slowly. I'm marking the route now. Lucius, Jesse, stay back. Bounding overwatch.
Roger, General, the two Centurions replied.
Nathan and Spot started forward together, stopping as they made it under the Space Needle, using the base as cover, while Lucius and Jesse caught up and then ranged ahead. They stopped at the corner of the first building, covering him and Spot during their approach. There was still no sign of the enemy, and it was making Nathan increasingly uncomfortable.
Alpha, I have a bad feeling, he said.
I've had a bad feeling since the wheat, Hayden replied. We don't have a lot of options. We have to see this through.
Roger.
Nathan gripped his rifle more tightly, keeping it up and ready to fire. He and Spot leapfrogged ahead of Lucius and Jesse, reaching a second intersection just as Isaac's panicked voice shouted into the general comm.
Oh shit, Sheriff, he said. I've got contacts popping up all over my sensors.
Nathan checked his HUD and then swept the streets ahead with his eyes.
Parabellum, visual is clear.
Parabellum, I have no targets, Hayden said.
No, Isaac said. Not on the street.
He was nearly breathless.
Not on the ground. Oh, hell. Above, Sheriff. They're coming from above. Ships. Dozens of ships.